Well, one of Australia's most popular groups from the 1970s, in fact, some would say the most popular, Sherbet is reuniting for a one-night special this month, and it's held to celebrate the life of lead guitarist Harvey James. Harvey, as you know, passed away with lung cancer last month, and the lead singer of the band, of course, is the great Darryl Braithwaite, and he joins me on the line. G'day, mate.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Terrific. And terrific to be reuniting, but shame it's for such a sad reason.
Yeah, it's very sad. I mean, speaking to Harvey a couple of months back, and you know he was fighting the fight, and he had like all of us, I think, positive views on where he was going and all that, but it wasn't to be, and this, you know, the tribute for him in Marrickville will be fantastic.
That's really sad because he was planning to play at the concert, wasn't he?
Well, he was, because he played at the one down here in Melbourne. Yep. Last year, and really enjoyed it. And I've been talking to him about what songs we were going to do for Sydney, and I think he was really looking forward to, you know, picking some of the album tracks that we'd done and giving them a good going over. And yeah, it just didn't eventuate.
No, really, really fine guitar player, Harvey, wasn't he? He really was.
Well, he was. I mean, when he joined us, I think Sherbet were in that position of, I think the pundits were saying that, it's all over,
Clive's gone, yeah.
Left, and he was the songwriter, and who will replace him? And we had a couple of people, you know, have a tryout and all that, but when Harvey came, it was like, it was part of the glove, and his personality, his playing and everything was just fantastic.
Yeah. When did he start to get crook, mate?
I think possibly... probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
And then I think last July it really came to the... That's when I think he was diagnosed with lung cancer. Mm. And, virtually 6 months.
Yeah, it was such a sad weekend because we lost Stevie Prestwich as well on the same weekend. Very sad.
I know. It's hard to sort of, you know, you think about it and then you go, oh, gee whiz. And then, of course, you realise then we are getting... old.
Yeah, as we are, yeah. Yes. Well, you do, don't you? You start to think about your own mortality because we're all, you know, mid-50s creeping into 60s and you start to lose people and you go, oh, gee, you know?
You do. And it's amazing that you don't think like that when you're 20 or 30.
Doesn't even enter your mind, does it?
Never. Yeah.
Well, mate, it's going to be fun and you'll do them all the old Sherbet hits, I'm sure.
I think we're planning on speaking to Tony and Garth about it, and I think we're doing probably about 8 songs that Harvey picked out a set of them, and so we've stuck to those, and there's about 8, and then there's other bands on. I mean, you know, like Richard Clapton, Renee Geyer.
Oh, it's a great night. Yeah.
I mean, it just all the people that loved Harvey and are coming along to take part.
I'm pretty sure How's That was the first one of your songs he played on, wasn't it?
Well, it actually was. Yeah. I remember him taking quite some time over the solo, and I mean, it's a it's a killer of a solo. I mean, even now, you know, it's even to do it now. The Jeffrey, who's in my band, has you know, slaved over it for weeks trying to get it right, but. And it's come close, but no, that was the actual, I think the first thing that he did was How's That, and on that album.
Well, you mentioned Garth and Tony. Is Alan playing too? Alan Sander?
Alan will be there, and maybe even Clive might come back for a bit
fantastic.
You know, a twang. Yeah. And but it should be good. It's sort of, you know, we're taking it sort of lightheartedly. I mean, because we don't want to...
No, you don't want to be morose. No, no, no.
Oh, no, no.
No.
I think it'll be a lot of fun, and in the context of it, I'm sure the people will love it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, good on you, mate. It is this coming Thursday at the Factory Theatre, which is in Marrickville, Victoria Road. Now, I had an inkling that it might actually be sold out, but you never know.
No.
If you go onto that website, gimmethatguitar.com, you might be able to get some tickets, so don't give up on it. That's for sure.
I'm not sure about that, but looking forward to whoever comes along. It'll be a great night.
Well, you know, you guys, Renee, Mossy, it's just terrific. And old Clappos.
Yes.
Mate, he's funny.
He hear that, old Clappo.
He is as funny as a circus, that bloke. I had him in the studio here, and he told me the story about why he used to wear sunglasses. Absolutely brought the house down, it did. He's hilarious.
Oh, well, he and Tony Mitchell, our bass player, should get together, because that Tony's the only one that can remember what happened in the 70s.
I don't know if you remember this, but when that huge thing was going on between you and Skyhooks, I actually had you in the studio, and we had the whole war thing going with Skyhooks, because they were from Melbourne, you were from Sydney. It was good fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was, and we ended up being friends.
Yeah.
All of the, I mean, we, you know, we left it up to the managers, Tim.
Hey, listen, it wasn't Shirl a character in those days. My goodness.
Well, he was, and he was... he sort of did a lot of the work himself, you know, and I remember when they first, we all played together at the Opera House back, yeah. I don't know what year, but, and he was there with a hammer knocking the drum riser together. And so he and I got on like a house on fire, because I think we both surfed, and yeah, he was a Capricorn, and also he was I was a fiddler and turner, he was a chippy, and
that's right.
And we both sang in bands.
Yeah, indeed. Exactly. And there's another one we've lost.
Yeah.
All right, mate. It's terrific to talk to you. Have a great night. I know you will on Thursday night. And folks, go to gimmethatguitar.com or give this number a call. You just never know. There might be some tickets around, which is 9550-3666. And, mate, I will, of course, play the great How's That? All the best, Daz. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, gee, they were good, weren't they? And all back together without Harvey, the late Harvey James on guitar there on How's That? Now, I have to tell you something. We pre-recorded that, and I didn't want to bother Daryl again, but they've changed the venue for that concert next Thursday night because so many people wanted to get tickets. So it's now at the Enmore Theatre, and you can buy the tickets there. That number's 9550366 or enmoretheatre.com. All right, so now at the Enmore, $65. I mean, $65. You know who's playing? Sherbet, the reformed Sherbet. You've got Richard Clapton, Renee Geyer, Ian Moss, Swanee, Dragon, John English, Kevin Borich, Band of Friends with Lindsay Wells, and Libby Gore is going to MC the night. So it's a hell of a night. And Enmore Theatre now, not at the Factory Theatre for the concert, the tribute for the late and the great Harvey James. It's 2:45.